CO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening and welcome to Marathon High School Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a showdown in the Marrowwood Conference South Division as the Marathon Raiders play host to the Assumption Royals. From Marathon High School, I'm Chad Holmes. Well, both these teams have had outstanding seasons up to this point. Marathon comes in with an overall record of 12 wins and 2 losses, and they are 7-2 in the Marrowwood South. Assumption is currently atop the conference standings. They are 12-1 overall, and they are 9-0 in the conference, and they have been one of the top-ranked teams in Division 5 throughout the course of the season. Their only loss came to another highly ranked team, Pacelli, in a non-conference game last month. Marathon, they enter with a win streak. The Red Raiders have won their last 4 games, including quite a defensive effort on Friday night. They won over Athens here by a score of 53-8. Before that, they had won at Edgar and Wausau East and Prentice, as they had hit 3 straight road wins. Their last loss came at Auburndale, 42-33 back on January the 7th. For the Red Raiders, they are missing one of their top performers, however. Going to make it very difficult against such a good opponent, as Emma Love is out with a broken hand, hoping that she'll be back sooner rather than later. But again, that is a huge loss for Marathon in this one here tonight. Assumption also has a 4-game winning streak going into this one. They defeated Edgar last Thursday in their last game, 65-19. Previous to that, they had defeated Newman Catholic, 78-11. And then won road games over Rib Lake and Stratford. That Stratford game was for first place in the conference standings at the time, back on January the 7th, 55-45. A very experienced, very talented team for Assumption. They are led by Anna Schooley with 15.5 points per game, Jordan Jaglinski averaging 15.2, Sarah Shaw 11.1 points per game. Red Raiders paced by Miley Hawkey. She's had an outstanding campaign. 11.3 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. Marathon taking on Assumption. We'll hear the comments of the head coach of the Red Raiders. We'll be talking to Jeff Schneider coming up next. This is Marathon High School Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting work@county.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Parts City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get Check Engine Light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Part City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Marathon High School girls basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a makeup game from a postponement back in December. Had to wait a while, but now the Assumption Royals come here to Marathon in a Marrowood Conference South Division matchup. With head coach Jeff Schneider, I'm Chad Holmes. And coach, I was just saying, I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah. I haven't seen you since Colby. About a month ago. But you've been able to consistently continue to rack up the W's and look like pretty good basketball. And something I said to you before we went on the air. This time of year, are you getting better? Are you getting better?
Well, yeah, you'd like to think so. That's hard to gauge. I mean, the ultimate gauge is the winning and the losing, and we've done a good job with that. But, yeah, I think that I think one area that we've improved in a lot is we want to play with pace. But then we've been able to recognize when we don't have advantage and we can run some of our actions, whether it be against man or zone, and you know, and try to get the best shot we can. So I think we've improved in that area probably the most.
It looks like, and as I was getting ready, that's, again, from the beginning of the year, talk about put the ball in the hole. It looks like you're better at that. Are these girls started to develop some confidence on that end of the court?
Yeah, I think so. And just, you know, continue to work to become better basketball players and better scorers and better finishers and better shooters. And, you know, it starts with passing and catching. And, you know, we do that a lot and we get better at that. And then, you know, the finishing hole will continue to come.
What about the defensive end? Because obviously when I'm looking at the numbers and you see an 8 given up in your last game, that's pretty darn good. Generally, how do you feel about the defensive side?
Well, some nice pressure we've been able to put on the ball, you know, especially against some of the teams that, you know, struggle with it. We've done a good job of that. I think, you know, for the most part, we've bought into what we want to do in terms of, you know, we want to push the ball to the left side of the court or the defense is right, and we want to get them to the corner and we want to make them use their weak hand. We want good weak side help, and then we just want to battle for a board. So, yeah, we'll just continue to try to do that and pressure when we can in the full court, but then also, you know, not give up anything easy.
Obviously, tonight's a great challenge. This is an experienced, good basketball team. As you've looked at this Assumption team, and so many of the girls have been around for a while, what's the biggest challenge that they pose your team here tonight?
Oh, boy, I don't know if there's one biggest. One of them is, I just think, athleticism. You know, they've got, I mean, it starts with Shaw. She's just so athletic. I think she's one of the best defenders, athletes that I've seen in our conference. And then length, you know, some length with some of their other kids and athleticism and obviously being able to play the full court game and pressure you, get things off of turnovers, get things that you know, in transition, and I think the other thing would be just, like you said, experience. I mean, there's a lot of kids that are good players and they've played a lot of basketball together. They've played a lot the last few years, and I mean, it starts with their seniors. I mean, that group has just been super solid all the way through and have continued to get better.
Let me flip the coin on the other side for your team, the word experience, because this is the 15th game of the year. Mm-hmm. Is it good that you've had this much under your belt to be ready for a game like this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, hopefully we're a little bit better. We're better off than we would be playing them right before Christmas. But at the same time, you know, we're going to learn a lot. They teach you a lot because of how they play and how well they play and the speed they play at, the pressure they bring. So, yeah, I mean, we're happy with where we're at, but, you know, we just want to continue to grow, and this is a great opportunity for us to do that.
Is there an area, because, again, when you talk about something, you see the pressure, you see the athleticism. If you're able to execute in different ways, is there something that you see that could be something that your girls could take advantage of here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think Pacelli did a pretty good job with it. If you look at that game, they got the ball, obviously, across half court, and then they were pretty good at attacking early and, trying to get them on their way back and not set on the defensive end. So, that's one area, that's a small window that you got to really take advantage of, but, that's hopefully something we can exploit at times. And then I just think making them play a half court, making them not play a half court game, but making them execute offensively in the half court against good defense. And, we like to say we play good defense and put pressure on the ball and make people earn it. So they're going to get some, and hopefully we can make them earn as much as they can in the half court.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Chad.
Coach of the Red Raiders, Jeff Schneider, will come back at the starting lineups and the opening tip. Marathon Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with People's, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely People's approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And Chad Holmes back again from Marathon High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls basketball matchup between Assumption and Marathon. For the Assumption Royals, number one, Claire Nelson, a 5'7" senior, 1.8 points per game. Number two, Sarah Shaw, a 5'6" senior, 11.1 points per game. Number three, Jordan Jaglinski, a junior, 5'6" tall, 15.2 points per game. Number four, Addie Bollert, a 5'5" senior, 8.3 points per game. And number 32, Anna Schooley, a 6-foot senior, 15.5 points per game. Head coach of Assumption is Ryan Klein. For the Marathon Red Raiders, number four, Millie Hulke, a 5'10 junior, 11.3 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. Number 10, Caden Sopinski, a 5'5" senior, 2.2 points per game. Number 13, Kyla Heisey, a 5'9" senior. Kyla Heisey is averaging 3.5 points per game. Number 14, Chenping Pakatong, a 5'3" senior, 3.5 points per game. And number 32, Maven Schneider, a 5'8" sophomore, 4.2 points per game. Marathon will go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. There's the tip, controlled by Assumption, and we are underway. On the left-hand side, Sarah Shaw gets it back out top. Bollert. Bollert will dribble her way towards the right-hand side. Now moved right wing side with it is Jaglinski. Rotated left-hand side to Shaw. Shaw 23 feet from the basket. Back out top to Bollert. Back to Shaw. Shaw dribble just left at the top of the key. Left corner. Faking the three is Schooley. Schooley give and go. Goes to the hole. Lays it up and in. Anna Schooley gets the basket. Gets the first points of the game. Assumption takes a 2-0 lead. Marathon in the backcourt. Maven Schneider gets it to Pakatong. Pakatong knocked away. Ball is loose on the floor. And it will be a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Marathon. That will be a key for Marathon. Have to be able to handle the pressure being shown by Assumption here tonight. Inbounded near the timeline, taken by Maven Schneider. Here comes the double team. Now she needs some help, and she pushes off. An offensive foul will be called on Schneider.
Offensive foul on Schneider, her first.
So Assumption gets it back. Inbounded, Addie Bollert. Bollert with Pat Katong in her grill. Bollert moves it left-hand side, Sarah Shaw. Back to Schooley, just right at the top of the key. Pass is deflected, getting a hand on it was Miley Hawkey, but chased down by Schooley. Gives it to Bollert. Bollert looks down low. Going to the hole, Shaw. Shaw lays it up, no good. Rebound is tipped, grabbed by Bollert. Bollert tried to drop it down low to Shaw. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Assumption. Top of the key, with it is Schooley. Left-hand side, Addie Bollert. Bollert back to Schooley, back on the wing, Bollert. Bollert 20 feet from the basket. Deep left corner, Schooley, skip pass. Right wing side, open is Claire Nelson. Three-pointer is good. Quick start offensively for Assumption. 5-0 lead for the Royals. 16 and a half minutes to go. First half of play. This time Marathon breaks the pressure. Left-hand side, with it is Pacaton. Into the lane. Schneider to the basket. She'll be bumped, and a foul coming up. Foul will be called on Anna Schooley, and down, slow to get up, is Maven Schneider, the Red Raiders, working her way back to her feet. Taking a deep breath and walking towards the free throw line is the Marathon sophomore. Went down hard and has taken a few moments to try to resettle. Officials will likewise give Maven Schneider just a couple of moments. So Maven Schneider heading to the stripe. And the first free throw is a little bit strong and no good. One more to come. 5 feet, 8 inches tall, 4.2 points per game for Marathon. Second free throw is good. Gets Marathon on the board, makes it 5-1 Assumption. 16:20 to go, first half. Into the forecourt comes Sarah Shaw. She'll be bumped. She'll be fouled. Caden Sapinski with the bump. Gets called for the foul. Number one on Sapinski. Number two on Marathon. Inbound to Schooley. Hands it back off to Bollert. Bollert dribbles to the right wing. Bobbles and keeps control of it. Between the circles, Jake Linsky drops it down low. Grabbed by Shaw. Shaw gets it to Schooley. Right block. Banks it up. No good. Rebound grab by Marathon and Miley Hawkey. Into the forecourt comes Schneider, left-hand side. Schneider looking to penetrate. Schneider stops. Out top. Open three for Heisey. Came up short, no good. Schooley will grab that rebound. Schooley now up court quickly. Schooley into the lane. Schooley to the hole. Schooley banks it up, no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Schooley. Then throws it away. Picked off by Kyla Heisey for Marathon. Red Raiders will bring it back up court. Caden Sapinski on the right-hand side. Sapinski looks down low. Hawkey. Hawkey underneath. Banks it up and in. Miley Hawkey gets on the score sheet for the Raiders. 5-3 Assumption. Breaking the pressure. Shaw to the basket. Loader is banked up and in.
Shaw for two.
Little kiss off the window from Sarah Shaw. Her first points. 7-3 Assumption. 15-17 to go, first half. Caden Sapinski has to get it over the timeline. Does so. Grabbed by Hawkey. Hawkey into the right corner. Throws it away. Picked off by Schooley. Schooley gets it to Bollert. Bollert, 3-on-2. Bollert, right-hand side. Heading to the hole is Shaw, and she'll be fouled. Caden Sapinski came over, went for the block. She'll be called for the personal foul. And Sarah Shaw will head to the free throw line. We'll get three substitutions for Marathon, one for Assumption coming up. Sarah Shaw's first free throw is good. Caitlin Love, Danica Pashek, and Macy Mishka in for the Raiders. Schneider, Heisey, and Sapinski will take a seat for the Raiders. One more free throw now for Sarah Shaw for Assumption. Second free throw is good. Four early points for Sarah Shaw, 9-3 lead. Inbound pass stolen away by Assumption. Right wing, three-pointer for Volertz is good. Turnover and a triple quickly, and Jeff Schneider wants timeout. Timeout sponsored by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 12-3, Assumption with the lead. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint at gmail.com.
14:51 to go in the first half. Assumption off to a quick start. 12-3 Royals. Marathon will inbound. Taken by Caitlin Love. Gets it ahead to Danica Pashek. Now into the forecourt, Miley Halke. Halke gets doubled. Her pass deflected, but Miley gets it back at the timeline. Left-hand side, Pakaton. Pakaton, 25 feet from the basket, looking baseline. Passes left wing side to Pashek. Pashek holds it, looking for the cutter. Macy Mishka had her hands on it, but knocked out of bounds by Addie Volert. Ball will stay with Marathon, though, inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Pakaton looks inside. Ball tipped and stolen away by Jay Glinski. Jay Glinski will bring it to the timeline for Assumption. Right-hand side, Volert. Volert inside Schooley. Schooley back on the wing to Volert. Volert into the lane. Volert moves it left wing side. Long jumper by DeRosas is no good. Long rebound is grabbed by Pakaton for Marathon. She is doubled, trying to dribble out of trouble. Gets it ahead to Macy Mishka. Mishka had it knocked away. Ball loose on the floor. Macy jumps on it, and it will be a tie-up. This time the arrow pointing towards Assumption. Claire Nelson back in for Assumption. Riley Stublaski comes in as well. Schooley comes out, as does Jay Glinski. 12-3 Assumption. 14:01 to go. Inbound it, taken by DeRosas. DeRosas moves it right wing side. Sarah Shaw. Shaw looks inside. Stublaski goes to the basket. Banks it up. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Miley Halke for Marathon. Gets it over to Caitlin Love. Love passes ahead to Halke. Halke into the right corner. Macy Mishka, 19-footer. A little bit strong, no good. Fight for the rebound, grabbed by Pakaton, but she steps on the end line out of bounds.
Checking in for Marathon, number 22, Isabella Varden. Placing help.
Isabella Varden makes her first appearance, and Miley Halke will take a break. Pressure will be shown in the backcourt now by Marathon. With it is Volert. Volert breaks the pressure. Volert into the lane. Right hand side picked off. Coming from behind with Pakaton. Gets it ahead to Love. Love. Now over to Varden. Varden on the left wing. Back to Pakaton. Pakaton 24 feet from the basket. Macy Mishka out top. Mishka dribbles with the right hand. Mishka looking to penetrate. Takes a hop. And is called for traveling. Turnovers, always a key again for any team against Assumption. Have to limit those turnovers against pressure. 13:08 to go, first half, 12-3 Assumption. Inbounded, taken by DeRosas. She'll bring it over the timeline. Right hand side to Nelson. Nelson inside Stublaski. Stublaski drops it left corner, Schooley. Left wing side, Jay Glinski. Back inside Stublaski. And a push and a foul coming up on Marathon. Inside-out game right now for Assumption. Foul is called on Isabella Varden, number one on her. Number four on the Red Raiders. Inbounding is Jay Glinski. Gets it into the cutting Schooley. She lost the ball. Picked up by Macy Mishka. Mishka, two on one. Mishka dropped it down low, but coming from behind and making the steal is Jay Glinski. Jay Glinski over the timeline now for the Royals. And she takes an extra step, and a travel will be called. Maven Schneider back in for Macy Mishka now for the Red Raiders. Raiders have been stuck on three for a while. 12-3. Still Assumption with the 9-point lead. Inbounded, taken in the backcourt by Kyla Heisey. Heisey will work up against Claire Nelson. Crosses the timeline, bobbles the ball, gets it back, and then picked from behind. DeRosas will go down the lane, lay it up, and in. Lier Saints DeRosas with her first points. 14-3, first double-digit lead for Assumption. Barden, right wing side, Heisey. Out top, Schneider. Left wing side, Love. Love, 22 feet from the basket. Moved on the right to Heisey. Heisey will penetrate to the right block. Banks it up too hard. Rebound to DeRosas for Assumption. DeRosas inside. Schooley back to DeRosas. DeRosas left hand side. Pass to Nelson. Back on the left wing, DeRosas. 23 feet from the basket. Works around to the right elbow. Now into the lane. Up with the banker. Lays it up and in. Back to back baskets for DeRosas. 16-3 Assumption. Into the forecourt. Schneider. Schneider near the top of the key. Left wing side to Love. Love, left corner. 18-footer. Pashek is good. Danica Pashek just inside the arc. Nothing but net. 16-5. 11:28 to go, first half. Out top to DeRosas. DeRosas looks for the cutter. Tipping it is Heisey, but grabbed by Jaglinski. Blocked. Barden got a hand on that shot. Back up court, Love. Love, right wing, fakes the three. Gets it back to Heisey. Heisey between the circles. Moves it right to Maven Schneider. Schneider, 25 feet from the hole. Knocked away by DeRosas. DeRosas down the lane. DeRosas stops, lays it up and in.
It's DeRosas for two.
Good work off the bench for DeRosas. 6 points. 18-5 now the lead for Assumption. Pashek, oh, over and back, and the Raiders got away with it. Schneider moves it right-hand side to Love. Love inside Schneider. Schneider will be fouled. So Maven Schneider will head back to the free throw line. Sometimes you get a little lucky, and that was a case where the officials missed the over and back on the Red Raiders. But Marathon trying to take advantage. Foul was called on DeRosas, number one on her, number two on the team. Maven Schneider's free throw is good.
Assumption, Shaw, and Bullard.
Busy time, as we heard from the coach in the pregame show. Raiders are at Nakusa tomorrow night. Then they're home here against Newman on Thursday. Tom Weaver will be here on Thursday night. Live coverage right here on 98.9 WXCO. Second free throw good as well. Two for two trip for Maven Schneider. 18-7 Assumption. 10:40 to go, first half. Sarah Shaw gets it ahead. Bollert down low. Schooley. Schooley banks it up and in. From the right block, Anna Schooley with the kiss off the window. 4 points for Schooley. 20-7 Assumption. 10:24 to go, first half. Maven Schneider gets it ahead to Macy Mishka. Mishka over the timeline. Mishka to Pakaton. Blocked from behind, Pakaton by Sarah Shaw, and then Shaw and Pakaton fighting for the loose ball, and Pakaton call for the foul.
Pakaton with the foul, her first, fifth in the team.
Number one on Chenpeng Pakaton, number five on the Red Raiders. Inbounded by Bowler, Jaglinski left-hand side, looks for Schooley. Schooley gets doubled, but lost the ball, but there to pick it up was Nelson, but misses the shot. Loose basketball dug out by Pakaton. And then Pakaton will be fouled.
Sarah Shaw
called for the foul.
Team third.
Number one on Shaw, number three on the team.
Now in for the Raiders.
Addie Molepski will come into the game for Marathon, and Maven Schneider will take a break. Tomorrow night, Marathon hosting Stratford and boys basketball. That game can be heard on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. Tom will be here for that one. Oh, and the Raiders throw it away. Pass ahead, Shaw. Shaw to the hole, lays it up, no good. Macy Mishko grabbed the rebound, but then loses it, grabbed by Shaw, and Shaw will be fouled. Foul is called on Danica Pashek. team foul number 6. So that means for the final 9:45 of the half, Assumption will be shooting on all the fouls. That was in the act of shooting, so Shaw hits the first free throw.
Marathon number 3, Kate Love, replacing Pashek.
Caitlin Love in for Pashek. One more free throw now for Sarah Shaw. Second free throw rolls down. 6 points for Shaw. 22-7 lead for Assumption. 9:44 to go first half. Raiders will face pressure in the backcourt. Over the timeline. Knocked away from Macy Mishka. And another tie-up. This time the arrow points towards Marathon, so the Raiders will keep it. So active defensively is Assumption. Inbounded Molewski. Molewski near the timeline. Here comes the double team. Now in trouble as Molewski throws it away. Picked up by Shaw. Pass ahead, Jaglinski. Goes to the hole, lays it up and in.
Jaglinski for two.
24-7. Assumption. 9:19 to go in the first half. Molewski facing Shaw's tough defense. Doubled again. Ball knocked away. Ball is loose. Voldert will dig it out for Assumption. Gets it to Jaglinski. Jaglinski down low. Good pass. Laid up and in by Anna Schooley. And Jeff Schneider wants timeout. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City, 26-7 Assumption. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Seconds from the midway point of the first half. 9:02 to go. Assumption 26, Marathon 7. Raiders will inbound. Tossed it near the timeline to Pakatong. Pakatong gets it to Love. Love into the forecourt. Love looks down low. Mishka misses the layup. Macy gets it back. Lays it up and in. Good follow up by Macy Mishka. Her first points. 26-9. Into the forecourt. With it is Vollert. Vollert looking to penetrate. Left wing side. Shaw, left corner, 12-foot jumper, short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Caitlin Love. Poked from behind, picked up by Shaw. Shaw, left-hand side, looks down low, tipped away. Good play made that time by the Raiders and Miley Halkey. Halkey will dribble, stops, now needs some help. Toss ahead, Love knocked away, stolen, picked up by Shaw. Shaw to the hole, had her shot partially blocked by Halkey, but Shaw gets it back. Shaw in the deep left corner, double-teamed. Throws it off the leg of Caitlin Love and out of bounds. Caden Sapinski back in now for Marathon, replacing Claire Nelson. Also in is Heise and Schneider. Macy Mishka comes out. Chenpeng Pakatong comes out as well, along with Addie Molewski. Inbounded Shaw underneath, lays it up. Yes, and a foul. Good inbounds play that time by Assumption on the right-hand side of the lane, cutting with Sarah Shaw, took the feed, went up in one motion, drew the contact, and now a chance for a three-point play. Caitlin Love gets called for the foul, her first. Free throw is good. 5 for 5 from the stripe in the half is Sarah Shaw. 9 points in the game. knocked away at the timeline, picked up again by Assumption, and then knocked away from behind by the Raiders, but not able to save it. Getting her hands on it for the Raiders was Caden Sapinski, and then Heisey tried to save it before it went out of bounds, but had a foot on the end line. 29-9 Assumption, 8:03 to go in the half. Inbounded underneath, laid up and in by Claire Nelson.
Nelson for two.
Back-to-back inbounds plays that led to layups for Assumption. Maven Schneider into the forecourt. Schneider heading to the basket, lays it up and in.
Maven Schneider
with the basket. She has 5 points, 31-11, 7:42 to go in the half. Back up court. Ball tipped away. Hawkey got a hand on it. Makes the steal for the Raiders. Back up court comes Schneider. Schneider crossing the timeline. Schneider stops. Bounce pass taken by Heisey. Heisey works her way to the right. Backdoor cut. Good pass laid up and in by Caitlin Love. Beautiful feed that time by Schneider to the cutting Love for the layup. 31-13. 7:14 to go in the half. Ooh, look at all, but no whistle on Vollert. And a three-pointer by Jay Glinski is good. That time it looked like maybe the Royals got away with one, and they take advantage with the triple from Jay Glinski. 34-13, ball knocked away again, but there to pick it up is Schneider for the Raiders. Gets doubled in the backcourt, and another timeout called by Marathon. Timeout, Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 6:55 to go in the half, 34-13 Assumption. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Please. 6 minutes and 55 seconds to go in the first half. Assumption 34, Marathon 13. Raiders will inbound. Maven Schneider in the backcourt gets it ahead to Caitlin Love. Her pass picked off by Schooley. Schooley, right wing, swings it left to Jay Glinski. Jay Glinski back inside. Tip, a grab by Schooley. Back to Jay Glinski, but a foul will be called on the pass from Schooley, and she'll be heading to the line. Kyla Heisey called for the foul, her first, team foul number 8, so a 1-1 for Anna Schooley. Schooley averaging 15.5 points per game. She has 6 points so far tonight. Free throw is good, earns the bonus. Assumption is 6-for-6 at the line. Most of that has been Sarah Shaw with 5-for-5. Second free throw, good as well. 36-13, Assumption, 6:42 to go in the half. Pass ahead, with it is Danica Pashek. Pashek gets it over to Caitlin Love. Now on the right-hand side, with it is Maven Schneider. Schneider into the right corner. Taken there by Pashek, back out top Schneider. Left wing side, Sapinski fakes the jumper, penetrates, goes up, hits it from 14 feet away. Caden Sapinski dribble penetration and the pull-up. Her first points, 36-15, 6:17 to go in the half. Back up court comes Assumption. Ooh, losing her balance and falling down was Riley Stublaski after taking that pass, and she'll be called for traveling. Mishka and Halkey back into the game along with Pakatong for Marathon. Inbounded, Pakatong gets it back to Schneider. Schneider moves it ahead. Macy Mishka. Mishka gets it ahead to Halkey. Halkey at the timeline gets double teamed. Halkey needs some help. Halkey gets it to Pakatong. Pakatong near the top of the key. Pakatong moves it left. Maven Schneider. Schneider back out top with his Macy Mishka. Mishka hands it off. Taken there by Danica Pashek. Pashek, 25 feet from the hole. Pashek, top of the key, gives it back to Halkey. Halkey into the lane. Hawkey to the hole. Banks it up a little bit hard. No good. Fight for the rebound. And a foul will be called. And it will be on Marathon. So free throws at the other end. Chen Peng Pakaton called for her second. And Sans Rosas heading to the strip now for the Assumption Royals.
Caitlin Love back into Marathon.
Caitlin Love checks in for the Raiders. One and one. That was team foul number 9. Free throw, back racket, no good. Fight for the board. Grab by Maven Schneider for the Red Raiders. Remains 36-15. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. With it is Macy Mishka near the top of the key. Throws it away. Picked up by Jaglinski. She throws it away. Grab by Schneider. Hands it back over to Caitlin Love. Right-hand side, Miley Hawkey. Hawkey gets double-teamed. Pass tipped by and stolen by DeRosas, but she slipped, fell down. Picked up by Love. Inside to Hawkey. Hawkey the hole. Lays it up and in. I think about 3 or 4 turnovers in that set. In the end, the Raiders get a basket. 36-17. Left-hand side, DeRosas. In front of the Marathon bench. DeRosas looking to penetrate. Pulls up in the left corner. Misses from 10 feet away. Miley Hawkey will grab that board for the Raiders. Now in the backcourt, Love. Love had her pass knocked away, but a foul is called. Jordan Jaglinski called for her first. Team foul number 4 on the Royals. Raiders will inbound. Again, the pressure never stops. Caitlin Love near the timeline working against DeRosa. Now Love into the forecourt. Now near the top of the key. Looking for the cutter. Schneider to the hole. Misses the shot, but she'll be fouled. And Maven Schneider will get a couple of more free throws. Sarah Shaw called for her second. And Maven Schneider, 3 for 4 at the stripe in the half, has 5 points. Free throw is perfect. With those 2 fouls, Sarah Shaw will sit down. Anna Schooley back in the game. Addie Bollert also back in for Assumption, replacing Riley Stublaski. Another free throw now for Maven Schneider for the Raiders. Second free throw. Oh, it was good, but they're going to call a lane violation. So wipe away that free throw. Turns into a 1-for-2 trip. 6 points for Schneider. 36-18 Royals, 4:32 to go. Marathon will set up pressure in the backcourt. Taken by Addie Bollert. Bollert gets doubled. Pass ahead. Nearly stolen, but grabbed by Schooley. Hands it back to Bollert. Bollert down low. Bobbled out of bounds by Claire Nelson. So the Raiders, who were down by 23 a few moments ago, starting to claw their way back in. Inbounded, Caitlin Love. Love will work her way up court. Love stops her dribble. Now needs some help. Gets it over to Hawkey. Hawkey to the timeline. Gets over and just then stepped over the midcourt stripe. And that will be an over and back violation. Wasn't by much, but an inch is enough.
Sarah Shaw back in for the Royals.
That was a short break for Sarah Shaw. She's back in, replacing Claire Nelson. Inbounded, left-hand side, Jaglinski. Looks inside the school. He tipped away. Hawkey got a hand on it. Ball is loose on the floor. Bollert had it and knocked away by Mishka. And then a tie-up. Bollert and Mishka with the tie-up. Arrow points towards Assumption. Both teams like the pressure. We've seen lots of knocked passes. Balls knocked out of the hands. Lots of loose battles on the hardwood. Addie Vollert inbounds, gets it into Schooley, hands it back to Vollert. Vollert, 25 feet from the basket, working against Schneider's defense. Here at the top of the key, Vollert stops, and now she's in trouble, but then got bailed out on the reach. Little over-enthusiastic was Maven Schneider. Didn't have to reach in. Double bonus time now for the Royals. Team foul number 10 on Marathon. Two free throws for Addie Vollert. First one comes up short, no good. Vollert has 3 points in the game. 5 foot 5 inch senior, averaging 8.3 points per game. One more free throw now for Vollert. Second free throw is good. And this time a timeout call by Assumption. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. We're going to keep it right here, remind you about our broadcast schedule. Tomorrow night we have a doubleheader. I will be at the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. Boys basketball, Wausau West against Stevens Point. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa, searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tom Weaver will be here in Marathon as the Marathon Red Raiders take on the Stratford Tigers. You can hear that game live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Sports 2 stream of the Civic Media app. That game will also air on a delay basis following our Wausau West Warrior coverage. Thursday night, Marathon is home against Newman in girls basketball. Tom will be here live, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Thursday night, I'll be with the Wausau West hockey team at Eau Claire North. That game can be heard on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, starting at 6:45. So a busy week of high school sports here on WXCO. Right corner, three-pointer for Halkey is good. Miley Halkey with the triple from the right corner, and the Raiders to within 16, 37-21, 3:25 to go first half. Left corner, Jay Glinski, open for a three-pointer, hits it, she is fouled, and Jordan Jay Glinski will have a chance for a four-point play. Macy Mishka called for the foul. Just when the Raiders are starting to get a little bit of mole. Three-point field goal, now a chance for a fourth point for Jay Glinski. Free throw is good. She now has 9 points in the game. 41-21 Assumption. 3:18 to go in the half. Schneider gets it ahead. Heise. Heise looks on the left-hand side. Miley Halkey. Halkey looking baseline. Halkey to left block. Miley gets doubled. Now needs help. Throws it away. Picked up by Addie Vollert. Vollert down the lane. Vollert to the basket, lays it up and in. 6 points for Vollert, a 6-0 run for Assumption. 43-21, 2:52 to go in the half. Schneider gets it ahead to Halkey. Halkey will slow it down. Halkey between the circles. Halkey stops, gives it over to Love. Love penetrates, Love is bumped, Love will be fouled. Team foul number 6 on the Royals. Again, Marathon shorthanded their second leading scorer, Emma Love, out with a hand injury. Coach hoping that she'll be back soon. Taken out top by Caitlin Love. Back inside. Good pass to Heise. Misses. Gets her own rebound. Put back is no good. And this time the board grabbed by Sarah Shaw. Back up court quickly comes Assumption. Schooley underneath. Oh, nice play. Coming from behind, slapping it out of the hands of Schooley before she could lay it up and in was Maven Schneider. And the ball off of Schneider, and the ball will stay with Assumption.
Claire Nelson returns for the Royals.
Good defensive play that time by Maven Schneider for the Red Raiders. Addie Vollert will inbound on the baseline under her offensive basket now for Assumption. Taken inside, tipped away from Nelson. Battle for the ball, grabbed by Vollert. Vollert lost it again. Picked up on the right-hand side by Jake Linsky. And this time a foul called on Marathon. So two free throws coming up for Jordan J. Glinski.
Fouls on Heisey.
Kyla Heisey call for the foul. Free throw is good. Double digits now for Jay Glinski, her 10th point. Danica Poshek in for Kyla Heisey for the Red Raiders. One more free throw. That one is good. 44-21. Assumption, 2:15 to go in the half. Near side, Schneider. Ball tip, a grab by Love. Love gets doubled, gets it back to Schneider. Schneider looks down low. With it is Poshek. Poshek on the right block. Her pass deflected by Schooley and grabbed by Jay Glinski. Back up court comes Assumption again. Just so many turnovers forced into the lane. Jay Glinski, left corner. Nelson, she'll try a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Maven Schneider for the Red Raiders. Schneider will push now for Marathon. Swings it on the left, but over the top of Love and out of bounds. What Assumption does is they just make you play so much quicker than you want to. Forces bad passes and then also forces turnovers with great hands. But even when you don't have the forced turnover, sometimes it forces the unforced, if that makes any sense. As going to the hole is Sarah Shaw. Misses the running layup, but she is bumped, she is fouled, and she will get a couple of free throws.
With the foul, that's her first.
Miley Hawkey called for her first. More free throws for the Royals and Sarah Shaw. Shaw is 5 for 5 at the stripe, has 9 points in the game. Free throw is perfect. One more to come. Good again. 10-point run for Assumption. Turn a 37-21 lead now to 37-21 with a minute 30 to go in the half. Mishka on the right wing getting double. Mishka in front of the Assumption bench. And a foul will be called on Assumption. That will be team foul number 7 on the Royals, and that will put them over the foul limit. So a 1-1 for Macy Mishka. Macy Mishka, 5'8" sophomore. Free throw, back bracket, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Sarah Shaw. Remains 47-21. To the timeline, Shaw knocked away. Ball is picked up by Poshek. Gets it to Schneider. Schneider to the lane. Schneider to the basket. Schneider hits the shot, draws the foul, and has a chance for a 3-point play. Little hesitation there because taking a step between the defenders with Schneider, I thought for a moment the official was going to call a travel, but instead it is the basket and a chance at the free throw line for Maven Schneider. Free throw is good. 9 points for Maven Schneider. She'll take a seat as Addie Malepski back in. 47-24. Raiders will set up pressure in the backcourt. Thing about it, Marathon, what they want to try to do to opponents, and what's something they've done very well this year, is going to the basket is Shaw. And Shaw will lay it up and in. Boy, I can't even make a point. They're going so quickly. Sarah Shaw having a big first half. 13 points. Pass is tipped away. Stolen by Nelson. Nelson to Shaw, right wing. Into the right corner. Back inside Schooley. Looking for the cutter. Off the hands of Nelson. Picked up by Love. Love gets at the Mishka. Mishka works her way to the right-hand side. Stops. Pops. No good. Fight for the rebound and a foul. I think it's going to be on Marathon, and that means free throws at the other end. Yep. Addie Molepski. But I was saying is that something a Marathon has done this year is the same mindset. try to take your opponents out of their comfort zone with a lot of pressure defensively. But this Assumption team, so experienced, able to do that at a level a little bit higher. As the free throw is no good for DeRosas. Second free throw is good. 50-24 Assumption. 33 seconds in the half. Excuse me. Love gets that to Mishka. Mishka into the lane. Mishka going to the hole. Gets bumped and fouled. Lots of free throws. And that's what happens when you see two teams putting the heat on end to end. You try to force the turnovers, but sometimes you don't force the turnovers. It leads to quite a few fouls. Free throw is short, no good for Macy Mishka. She has 2 points in the game. One more free throw for the sophomore. Second, back bracket, no good. Rebound, grabbed by Halkey. Halkey stops, now needs help, throws it away. Picked up by Shaw. Back up court comes Sarah Shaw. Shaw, left wing side, DeRosas. DeRosas dribbles. DeRosas 25 feet from the hole, off to Shaw. Shaw works her way to the right. Shaw down to four. Shaw hands it off. Jake Linsky. Jake Linsky double dribbles. 8 tenths of a second as Marathon will inbound 3/4 court. Miley Halkey looking. Tossed in. And that will do it for the first half of play. 50-24, Assumption with the lead over Marathon. The Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities, wants you to know what's going on at your Marathon schools. Tomorrow, 4:30 p.m., girls basketball, 7th and 8th grade. 7th grade at 4:30, 8th grade follows versus Stratford at Stratford Elementary School. At 5:30 tomorrow, girls JV game at Nakusa. Tomorrow at 5:45, boys basketball, right. JV and JV2 games against Stratford here at Marathon. 7 o'clock tomorrow, girls basketball, varsity at Nakusa. And at 7:15 tomorrow, boys varsity basketball versus Stratford here at Marathon. Thursday, 4:30, girls basketball, 7th and 8th grade games versus Athens at Athens Community Hall. 5:45 on Thursday. Girls basketball JV versus New McCaffick here at Marathon. At 7:15, girls basketball here against New McCaffick as well. The Marathon Athletic Club supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. 50-24 Assumption over Marathon at halftime. This is Marathon Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting work@county.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Parts City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
When you bank with People State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People State Bank on your side.